I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Today's a great day for you already because you have tuned into the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive on time. And on top of all that, you need a huge dose of personal initiatives. You can go make it happen instead of waiting for it to happen or expecting it to happen or hoping somebody helps you make it happen. All of this combined is what we call the Work on Your Game mindset, and you're listening to the Work on Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is about having the tough conversations in life. You know what a tough conversation is, right? When's the last time you had one? Maybe somebody brought it to you that there needed to be a conversation that turned out to be tough. Maybe there are some tough conversations that you know need to be had that you haven't had yet. Maybe you're waiting for the right time. Maybe you're waiting until you see the person. Maybe you're just putting it off because you don't know what to say, or you're avoiding the uncomfortable feelings. Today's topic is about getting over that second part, avoiding the tough conversations, avoiding saying what needs to be said, for you to stop trying to stay away from the possibilities of the tough conversations. Because the reason why is because it has been said, and I believe this, that there's a linear relationship between the number of tough conversations a person is willing to have and their general success in life, or even your general happiness in life. Because if there's a tough conversation that you've just been unwilling to have, meaning you've just been putting it off, or when you know you could talk about it, you're not talking about it, you could call this person, or maybe the person's right there in front of you, but you don't say anything, or you don't call them because you know what would happen if you did have to make that call, you know what the elephant in the room is. There's a linear relationship between your willingness to do that and have those conversations and the amount of success you're going to have in life. Because how can you be happy when you know hanging over your head there's that conversation that needs to happen? How can you feel successful in life when you know there's something that you need to address that you just won't address? And this is not about someone else's measure of your success, but how can you even consider yourself successful if you're ducking and dodging from a situation that you know needs to be addressed in your own life? That's why this linear relationship exists. And what we're going to talk about here today is how can you have more, maybe, of those tough conversations in life, and not in a way that is going to bring ruin and anxiety and stress to your life, but in a way that it makes you stronger as a human being, makes you a better and stronger and more clear communicator, and maybe helps you step up your leadership game, helps you step up your power game in life. Because a person who's willing to have tough conversations is usually going to be a leader, because a leader sometimes needs to tell people something that they don't really want to hear. That's what a tough conversation is all about. So let's get right into it. Point number one. When you know something needs to be addressed, whatever it happens to be, something that you need to say to a person that maybe they know it too, but nobody's saying anything, or maybe you just have something to say, they don't know anything, but you know you need to bring it up and let them know what the situation is, whatever it is. Either way, for you, this is just for you personally, you be the first one to bring it up. When there's something that needs to be said, you be the first one to bring it up. Go on the offensive and force the action, force the situation, force the issue, force the conversation to happen. Now, I know you may not always hear people say too much about forcing the issue. If any of you play sports, maybe you hear commentators or a coach will say, let the game come to you. Instead of going and forcing the issue, let the game come to you. I heard Phil Jackson saying in an interview that with a guy like Michael Jordan, he learned how to let the game come to him, because Phil coached Michael Jordan in the 90s. And then he said, coaching a guy like Kobe Bryant, Kobe was a guy who would force the issue. He would force the game to be his way. And they both were successful in their own ways. But what I'm telling you here is to take the Kobe Bryant route in this sense, metaphorically, and force the conversation. When you know something needs to be said, something needs to be addressed, address it as quickly as possible. Don't let it sit and fester in your mind. Don't let it sit and fester amongst the group where everybody's sitting there thinking, okay, this needs to be talked about, but nobody's going to say anything. If you're in the room, that means you're the leader. You go and force that conversation. If you weren't the leader before then, as soon as you force that conversation, you become the leader. Point number two. And today's topic is how to have the tough conversations in life. Whatever topic you are addressing, when this tough conversation takes place, whatever topic you address, make sure you're being clear with what you want to say, and make sure you get that, whatever that elephant is or the cat that needs to be let out the bag, let that out, lead with that. Okay, don't bury the lead is what they say in journalism, meaning whatever the main point is that you want people to get from the story, make sure you put the main point there immediately. Put the main point out there immediately so everyone knows what it is, what the topic is. I start every episode of this show not giving you my points. I start every episode after I introduce myself, I tell you what the topic is. This is what I'm talking about today. And if you were to read the titles of each episode, it says right there, this is what we're going to talk about today. And this is what you need to do. When you're having that tough conversation, or what may become a tough conversation, or maybe just what you think will be a tough conversation, maybe it'll be a very easy one, but it's been tough in your mind, maybe why you've been putting it off, make sure you're being clear, very clear with whomever you're talking to, what it is you really, what's the point that you actually want to make here. So if you're talking to your girlfriend who's about to be your ex-girlfriend, you want to break up with her, you can, don't bury the lead, okay? So don't give a whole background on, hey, you've been great, it's been a fantastic 3 years, and going into all this stuff. Make sure you put it out there on the table. Listen, this relationship's over. Maybe you don't have to say anything else. Maybe that's the entire tough conversation. Maybe if she feels like she wants an explanation or she asks you some questions, then maybe you can give the rest. But at least everybody knows what we're talking about. Everybody knows what the deal is. Okay, this relationship's over. Now we're talking about that. But at least be clear what it is. Okay, what do you want to say? Get it out there quick. And then if necessary, you can explain why what you want to say is what you want to say. But don't leave people sitting there waiting for whatever the point is in this case. In this case, don't have people sitting there like, okay, what is it? I mean, you're saying a lot, but you haven't really said anything yet. What's the actual piece of information that you want me to get from all this? Make sure you be upfront and personal, upfront and clear rather, and personal with what it is. Number three, and today's topic again, is how to have the tough conversations in life. You must be prepared to listen as much as you're prepared to talk. Because a conversation is not a conversation if only one person is doing the speaking. You need to be willing to listen to the other person, because whatever it is that's being said, maybe this is a situation where you and the person you're talking to knows what's going on, or you and the people you're talking to know what's going on. Everybody knows the conversation needs to happen, so they're going to have something to say just as well as you. They may be just as prepared as you. They may have prepared even more things to say than you did, so you need to be willing and ready to listen to what they have to say, the same way that they're going to listen to what you have to say. And if you're bringing the conversation to a person, let's say there's something on your mind that you want to say that they may not even be thinking about at all, but you're bringing it to them because you feel like it needs to be said to this person, they're going to have something to say back. Maybe they'll ask some questions. Maybe they'll wonder why this situation is what it is. Maybe they'll say, well, look, I see that you see things this way. Well, I've seen things completely different because I see this, this, and this. You got to be willing to listen just as much as you're willing to talk. And the main reason for that is because us human beings, you think about yourself, we appreciate being understood. We appreciate when someone understands where we're coming from. When someone is listening to what we're saying, they say, okay, I get what you're saying there. I get your point. I understand why you feel the way that you feel and why you see things the way that you see things. Because if we are to say something to someone and we feel like they're not really hearing us, we feel like they're not really listening, they're letting us talk, but they're not really listening to what we're saying. They're just getting ready for their next turn to talk. Then we don't connect with that person. We may reiterate what we said because obviously they didn't hear us the first time. We can't get anywhere. There's nothing to build on if we feel like we're not being listened to. So you make sure that as much as you want to be listened to, you allow other people to feel the exact same way when they're talking and you're supposed to be listening. And even better, maybe you'll learn something. Maybe that person will tell you something that is going on with them in their mind and their life that you had never even considered, but because now you're finally listening, you learned it. Maybe there's some way that they saw things that could help you, help shape your perspective on the way you see things. So then maybe you won't think the way that you think or assume things that you shouldn't be assuming because now you have some new information that you would otherwise not have had you not taken the time out to listen, had you not been prepared to listen as much as you were prepared to talk. Maybe you will learn something. Point number four, today's topic again, is how to have the tough conversations in life. The more of these tough conversations you have, the stronger your confidence will build. Because confidence is what? Your ability to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, your ability to say what you want to say, to be who you want to be, do the things that you want to do. It's just your belief that you can. Because if you've never done the things before, it's hard to believe in something that you never did, right? But the belief that you could do it, and then you go out there and do it, now you have proof after the first time. Now you have a reason to be confident. Even if you came up short, at least you took a step forward. Now, okay, I can take the next step, then I can take the next step. Every one of these tough conversations you have, the more your confidence will build. Your confidence in talking to people, your confidence in addressing things, your confidence in dealing with a situation that may not be the ideal situation or maybe a somewhat uncomfortable situation. The more of these you have, the more your confidence will build, and that confidence will spill over. It's not just your confidence when it comes to talking to somebody, but it'll spill over into other areas of your life. If you're confident having a one-on-one conversation with someone that may make that person or you uncomfortable, maybe it'll help you in your public speaking when you're in front of a room of 10 people or 1,000 people saying something that you need to say. Maybe it'll help you go approach a person who you don't know and ask them to sign up for supporting the SPCA or volunteer organization you're with or to buy the product that you're selling. It will spill over into other areas of your life as you build confidence. Understand, the more confidence you can build in any area of life, the easier it will be to be confident in some new area in which you have never done anything. Why? Because you can at least borrow from that confidence. You can at least say, okay, I'm confident in doing my job of a construction worker because I've done this, this, and this. You have all this experience, and this is the way that I approach it, and this is why I feel comfortable doing it. You can take some elements from that and apply it to going to talk to some guy or girl at the bar. And you can apply it to writing about yourself on your new blog online. You can apply it to other areas of your life. So building this confidence is not just for this one isolated area of life. It'll be for all of your life. So go out and have those tough conversations. And it's not even that you need to create a tough conversation. You already know what the tough conversations are in your life that you want to have, but you're just not having them. Athletes reach out to me every single day and they tell me these situations with the coach made one decision. They felt the coach should have made a different decision. They're asking me, well, what can they do about it? I say, well, you can go talk to the coach. That's the person who made the decision, right? That's the person you actually have an issue with. Not even that you have an issue with them, but you have an issue with the decision that they made. Why are you talking to me? We need to be talking to them. That's the tough conversation that you need to have. It may be a tough conversation you need to have with an immediate family member, a husband, a wife, a kid, a parent, a coach, a boss, a coworker. You know the tough conversations that you need to have, but for whatever reason you haven't been having them. The purpose of today's episode is to equip you to go have those conversations. Let's recap today's topic, which is, again, how to have the tough conversations in life. Number one, when you know something needs to be addressed, bring it up first. You go on the offensive and force that conversation to take place. Number two, when you are addressing that topic, whatever it happens to be clear. Don't bury the lead. Be clear up front. Hey, this is what we need to talk about. This is why we need to talk about it. This is what's going on. This is how I see things. And then that brings us right into point number three. Prepare to listen as much as you talk, because you're going to say your piece. You're going to say how you feel, your perspective. Another person likes to be heard as well. Another person appreciates when someone is listening to them and actually accepting what they're saying the same way you appreciate being listened to and having what you say accepted. Maybe you'll learn something in the process. And number four, the more of these uncomfortable conversations you are willing to have, the more your confidence will build. And that confidence will not just be for conversations, but it will spill over into other areas of your life as soon as you start taking action on it. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.